is In the Shadows Podcast. Lots of cigar talk, but if it's going on in the world, we'll be talking about that too. And by the way, the fellas don't shy away from controversial topics. Trust me. So grab that stick, kick back with your favorite drink, and let's do the thing. This is the In the Shadows Podcast. Now your hosts, Tony the Soy Sauce Assassin.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Shadow Smokes Legion in the Shadow Podcast. I'm your host, Tony the Soy Sauce Assassin, and today we are accompanied by Midnight Cigar Eric and founder of Grass, Senpappy Ricky. He just changed his job again, damn it. I shouldn't have turned on that function, huh? That function is just, what the hell, man?
I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. He loses his job every week.
Yeah.
His job every week.
No, he's just a man of many skills.
Exactly. I get bored real quick. I want to learn everything that there is on Earth. So I created Grass.
Okay. 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 All right. So today, what the hell we're smoking? We're smoking the Flat Earth Cigars Daily Edition by Oscar. Okay.
Mine's in the glasses. I'm sorry. I'm going to turn the glasses on. There you go. Your glasses are now on.
There we go. So this is a Cigars Daily version of this cigar, Flat Earth, supposedly. Information on the cigar, 6x50, box press Toro, wrapper is Honduras Corojo Sangrón, binder is Honduras, filler is Copan Honduras and Nicaraguan.
You say Coke and Honduras? What?
Copan, C-O-P-A-N.
Oh, I thought you said, okay.
Is that when you spill Coca-Cola onto a pan?
I don't know. So, but I thought it was interesting. The name is Flat Earth. There's a lot of people out there right now, Flat Earthers. So, right now, smoking Flat Earth.
Yep. Let's go dumb ourselves down.
This could be good. I mean, this could be good.
Oh, I'm talking about the Flat Earthers.
That could be good too.
Yep.
Smells woody and sweet and nice.
Yeah.
And peppers.
Yeah, it was the pepper part that made me sneeze.
Yeah, peppery.
Woodsy. It actually smells good.
Oh, it's peppery. Oh. Yeah, it's sweet.
It's sweet. Still in my nose. Oh.
Now that we're recording in this, can you hear the sound?
I can hear a little bit more now.
Clicking, clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Clicking.
It's a weird click.
It's just a click.
Just to show people the aesthetics.
What?
I'm just gonna keep my comments to myself.
Don't burn your camera, man. Don't burn your camera. So my wife saw my dog chewing on one of those twisty rawhide today. Okay.
Okay.
And the way he chewed it is that he chewed it so that it unraveled, because it's like a twist, right? And one of the piece of, like, it's not rawhide, but, like, you know, it's like a piece left it out. He will chew that piece only. And that piece is really long, and he'll leave the dry piece like hang out like that. You know? And what he's doing is almost similar to somebody chewing on a toothpick. It's cool. Really thug-like, you know, just like chewing on a piece that just keep hanging out of his mouth. And my wife keep taking it off, thinking that he's got a choke. So I was like, just let him be, you know, we all do that. We all like chew on the middle of nothing and just had to hang out a little bit. You know, it's like cigar too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, just leave it like that. And then she went off and cut that end off and then gave it back to him. And he doesn't want it anymore. So she was like, oh, he doesn't want it anymore. So of course, he just worked his way to make sure that ends like that so he can chew it like that. You want to cut it off. Why will he still want to chew it? She's like, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, it's the same thing. If I'm smoking a cigar, you come over and just take a surgery to cut my cigars. I'm not going to smoke that cigar anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll definitely be highly upset.
Yeah. So yeah, he doesn't want that piece anymore. He have that much piece left. And yeah, he doesn't want it anymore.
And to make it more clear, I guess, to people who are listening that might be females, it's like if you're putting on your lipstick and your husband or boyfriend comes by, just cuts your lipstick. It's like it's still there. You know, you could use the other part that's not cut off, but it's like you wouldn't want to use
it's
it anymore.
Ruined.
It's ruined.
Yeah, it's ruined. How dare they? It's ruined. Yeah. Yeah, this cigar tastes weird.
Earthy.
Mean. It's earthy, it's floral, it's alkaline-ish. It's okay. Calcium taste.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, that note would never have hit my thought process, but I can see that. It tastes like alkaline water.
Right? And like cinnamon on the nose. And a little bit burned to it, pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that fits the name, Flat Earth. It tastes like earth.
It's pretty earthy.
Good thing I got soda.
A little bit floral.
Yeah. I've been drinking this Pepsi with real sugar.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Well, it didn't taste as good as I remembered it, though.
True.
I remember back in the day when Pepsi uses real sugar, it tastes better than this.
That's why when I go for Coke, either I go with Coke Zero or I go for the Mexican Coke. Because Coke in the glass, something about Coke in that glass bottle, just...
Well, mwah. You know, here's the thing. Still, some Mexican Coke is with food corn syrup now, too. You have to look. Some of them literally says high fructose corn syrup.
Mm.
Yeah, I was tricked one time. I was like, what the hell?
I go to Costco.
Apparently they changed it, too.
The one in Costco is sugar cane.
I tried to look for it. The one that has like a handle, you know, the packaging, and then it says Mexican Coke on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you gotta check back part of Mexico, and then you gotta check sugar.
I never worry about that. I just grab a Coke.
Well, because you're not worried about your body right now. Like, you know, me being old, I really worry about some of the sugar I put in my body because it doesn't digest well.
And I'm just fat.
And honestly, I think real sugar tastes better.
Yeah. Real sugar tastes better.
I can't tell the difference in soda. The only thing that I could tell the difference in soda is I don't like diets.
Well, that just tells you don't like aspartame. You don't like that flavor.
Yeah,
sugar tastes different. Like xylitol tastes different. Sucrose tastes different.
You talking about the powder one?
Sucrose are crystals. Oh yeah, well yeah, they in the small pack. Yeah, they are. Yeah, like what do they call it? It's like a yellow pack.
Yeah,
Splenda? The name
yellow, pink, whatever.
That's Splenda. Yeah, yeah, they have. It's not under the name Splenda.
Sylvia.
I don't like to use any of those.
I mean,
all of them have like a weird aftertaste.
Stevia tastes bitter at the end. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. I don't go for any artificial sweeteners. I'm just usually more cautious with sugars because diabetes
but like my family. High fructose corn syrup is also processed sugar, so.
But that's because we have so much corn in this country that we make it into everything.
Yeah. Well, corn syrup is nothing new, but like high fructose corn syrup is definitely something that's processed. They could have just used not high fructose. I don't know.
It's cheaper.
Mm-hmm. It's 50 times sweeter than sugar. Imagine that. 50 times sweeter than sugar you give to your aunt, it dies. Out of diabetes.
Hmm. There's a colony in my backyard.
You know what? All you have to do is just use the xylitol crystals and spray it. They cannot digest that thing. They die. If you make it into syrup and just drip it into the hole, they panic.
Interesting. Okay.
Just make sure no pets eat it. If the pets eat it, they'll die too.
There's no pets nearby. I mean, there's a dog next door, but they don't get in my yard.
You know, some people also say that if a squirrel eat it, they can't digest it either. But all I saw is just squirrel having diarrhea the day after. They didn't die.
Okay. So
that's kind of like, you know, disappointing. All right. So flat earther. For those people who doesn't know the flat earth concept, let's talk about that a little bit. I don't know why they want to call this flat earth. I think it's just for fun. But flat earth essentially is just saying that earth is a flat oval. Earth is flat oval.
Mm-hmm.
And you go from one end to the end. And the reason that you can, like, for example, they say, oh, why if I travel from US and just fly straight and I'll go all the way around and I'll ended up in the US? It's because you're flying in circles on the oval. So there is the end, but the magnetic field makes us not flying straight. We're always flying curve. You're always flying circles. We never reach the end. But there is the end. We just never got there.
I cannot get behind that.
Right. That's what they're saying. I say.
And I think they also believe that there's a glass dome too.
Just do the, like, say this is North Pole. You're flying this way. You'll never reach the end. And when you're on the moon, you're seeing Earth like this. There's no, this, the dark side of the moon, the Earth, and the sun side of the Earth.
So there's nothing underneath it?
No.
No, nothing. It's flat pancake. Whoosh.
Like, nothing?
Well, because there's a depth. So there's a definitive depth. Under that is rock, right? Rock bed. That's why, you know, we never see the core because it's just nothing there.
That's why you don't talk to retarded people.
Yeah, this is why internet was a double-edged sword, because it's good for, you know, especially when I was in school, it was easy for me to cheat in tests. But then you have medias where these people with no brain cells come out to spew stupid shit and create a movement. Communities.
You know, back in the days, it make perfect sense. I mean, scientifically it makes sense, right? You walk from A to B. No, back in the day, you walk from A to B. There's a limitation of how far you can walk. There is end to where you walk. Things don't rotate.
Yeah, you know, I like, hope you don't fall walk, off. Walking in water is pretty hard.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's a Jesus place at it. The end.
Yeah. All right.
Can't say walking on water is hard. Jesus did it.
And Moses did the other way.
Exactly. He parted it to walk through it.
He didn't walk up. Oh, okay.
Moses is the hero of all men.
Yep.
Yeah. Separate the water. You shall see a path.
And Eve was the evil of all mankind.
Right? This is why he had to... What? This is why he had to separate a Red Sea, not a clear sea.
True.
Ever did not get that.
I get it.
All this time, that was just an innuendo that there was just like a multiple person, you know, gathering, and the Red Sea was the town's, you know, certain professional. And they have to part the Red Sea and go through. Okay, I'm just going to stop talking.
Talking about profession, my wife literally just told me, I think she's a Belgian or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
sex workers officially have benefits.
Yeah.
But you had to sign a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Only the contracted sex worker gets benefit, including paid sick day.
Yep.
I was like, if you're sick, I think it's a good time. It's a good thing that you don't work. And then there's paid maternity leave. I was like, if you're a sex worker, you have to take maternity leave. Your problem is bigger than that. Who's your daddy?
Then that's when they hire Maury and he'll fly over to do a show. Yeah, I know about that. I have a good friend of mine that lives in that area. I believe he's from the Netherlands or from Denmark. And he goes to Amsterdam and Belgium, all those other places all the time. And he tells me all the very wild stories of how it is in those areas.
The problem is that if that's the case, right? Why bother contract the whole? You got to give them sick day. You got to give them leave when they couldn't find out they have a daddy.
I mean, it's all about investment. It's all about investment.
I would invest in those too. That's actually really good business. It's like one of the old... That's like the one of the oldest business ever.
It is. But like you would want your whole to get paid sick days, paid leave, vacation time, you know, not like a set hours.
Well, it depends how much she fucking.
Do you know how...
Because once you sign a contract, there's a limit on how many she fucks.
But think about this.
I don't know, man. Like people don't last as long as you think, man.
No, but then she can set a limit. She can set a limit. I only do 10 a day.
I take 10 a day. That's $500 a pop.
But if you just have those pimp holes, they'll do as many as they can take.
Yeah, but then, you know, you make them feel safer, right?
Yeah.
They actually want to do it. You know what I mean?
No, they want to pay vacations.
They have something to look forward to why they're doing it for that.
And if they got pregnant, it's maternity leave paid.
All they got to say over there is this coochie got benefits. So yeah. Not only is benefit for pleasure,
that's some expensive benefit coochie.
For health.
So man,
you feel safe if you are a customer and you hear that this coochie is has a benefactor, you know, is backed up by a health.
And plus insurance. Now
you're like, oh, okay, so I could do anything I want. Yep, I get the benefits. I can get my sick days. You don't have to worry about you walking away with anything. No, everybody walks away happy.
I don't know. Now there's the internet too. You could use her for the internet. It's just, it's a lot, man. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, you can't use it for whatever you want. It's only whatever that's contract.
It's pretty much.
And you got to pay her accordingly.
Yeah, then I would make the contract. The internet would be
thing. Okay, if she's got to do internet, she doesn't have to go through you. You know, there is something called OnlyFans, or however you want to call that in Belgium.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. But then there's people still need a contractor around, right? Like, you can make your own music, but you still need a record label, right? You know what I mean?
There's difference between... Yeah, the record label is the OnlyFans. That's the producer. You make the content.
But I mean, what Eric is trying to say is that yes, they can do it by themselves. But with a contract, you don't have to pay for it, their private health insurance or whatever, if it's supplied by the contract. So instead of them paying out of pocket, they're making good money on the website.
What I'm saying is actually the benefit is only for the sex worker, not for the people mm-hmm. that signed the contract, because you're limited. Pimp is never limited. Pimp just go, hey, go do your shit, bitch.
Yeah, but they don't get whooped. You know what I'm saying? They're like,
I just say it. It's for the benefit of females. So why would any pimp want to go sign it?
We're not talking about the pimp. I'm talking about business running.
They are the professional pimps. Well, okay?
That's not what I'm talking about. Like, pimp is like, it's like a gangster that you want to get in there. And then if you don't do what they say, they will beat the shit out of you. Right?
I understand that. I'm just saying that they are technically a professional pimp. And their whole deal is making money, right? And have a whole portfolio of different.
Yeah, pretty much. Product. But professionally.
What is the benefit for signing them if they can just here's $3, do the shot. Here's $2, do the shot.
What?
I'm sorry. My only my brain went through just how the conversation will work. I want you to suck his dick healthy and cleanly. Because you're provided, yeah, so, you have benefactors.
That would help the cleanliness of it. How is that going to help?
Well,
you make sure she's not sick. She's not fucking somebody on COVID.
Okay, so she's doing that every week. Or she's testing every day? Testing every other day?
They could.
Testing every three days? How many times she has to test?
Every week is fine.
Every week?
Yeah. There's quick tester, man.
I know there's quick tester, but by the time she got it, any time between the week, it's kind of pointless, isn't it?
Then, well, you know, too bad for that, dude.
See, there's no point.
Yeah, but it's better than her running around 3 years later than, oh, this guy fucking have herpes. All of them have herpes.
Yeah, everybody have herpes.
But that's not what I meant, though. You know what I meant?
What about the guys? What about the guys?
What do you mean, what about the guy?
The guy can have herpes and bring it in.
We worry about the female.
Guy doesn't get paid. Male talent doesn't get paid for shit, man.
Then that's why.
Yeah, I don't care. That's why you go for the woman, not the male.
But if the customer,
I invest in the woman, not the male, dude.
I know that. So when you have a female, you have a customer coming with the herpes.
Mm-hmm. Then that female, she got to go.
You're contracted. Now you have to pay for her leave.
Yeah, she could leave. I could pay for it. I don't care. As long as
leave means her treatment and all that stuff until she's recovered.
That's under the insurance. Not
you can't recover from herpes.
You can have, what's the thing called?
But after her contract ends, it's over.
You can control it to a point where it doesn't spread.
Yeah, I know, but you can never get rid of it.
Yeah. And especially if you got HIV, you can't find out. There's no way you're going to go like to find that out.
I mean, unless you're, you know, Magic Johnson, where, you know, his aid turned to financial aid.
I hope your company is willing to pay $750 million.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, the only aid he had was financial aid. Because,
well, there's got to be something in the contract that would protect the business owner too. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's actually the contract is more beneficial for the worker than the company, and the company is like, why did they even have to do that? They could easily find a talent, record one time, and never see her again.
Yeah, but then if you find a fucking, like, a bitch, like a fucking badass bitch, boy, you want to keep her.
You can only keep her for so long. She's aging every single day.
True.
She's not going to get older by tomorrow, bro. She's not going to fucking,
But people will get bored of her if you see, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 videos.
Yeah, but then people is not going to be fucking tired of fucking her. I tell you that right now.
I don't know.
I mean, I know a few desperate mans in my high school that as long as it was a hole, they did not care. I seen some guys with some abominations. And
I fucked some slut before, dude. I don't give a fuck. I fuck a high school slut, dude. I don't give a damn. She got a train run to her. I still fucked her.
Yeah, the cigar. Yeah.
So yeah, the flat earth. What's your thoughts on it so far?
I don't know. I personally think that it tastes like
I don't know, my shit.
I hate to say this. Not very good Corojo. It's very earthy, it's very like alkaline. It's the sweetness is not up to par for me.
Yeah. I'm getting like this hints of cocoa. Like a little chocolate undertone.
Yeah, on the retro hill though. But the pepper kills it.
It's just like a little poke. You go pokey with the chocolate, and then the pepper just
burns right through it. It's like a sheet of cocoa, and you can see the fire go.
I got a tunnel, so
mine is not even burning evenly either. Come on,
stop about burning evenly. It's not even burning. I can't even.
And then a little bit
with you know, sometimes I'll fix it by pulling out a stem.
I ain't got no stem to pull out, bro.
Well, for you, you gotta press it down. I think yours is too loose. That's why it's creating tunnel.
Like the whore, the slut that he had.
Like y'all never wanna fuck a bitch because she's so hot.
No.
Wow. That's crazy.
So far, I live my life with only one person.
You know, I have.
Wait, Rick, you never fuck a really? Good for you.
I have two crazy of my late teens all the way to 23, and after that, I'm like, I don't really care for it.
Well, this is when I was in high school. I wasn't even 18, bro.
You start to get crazy when I drive around and things like that. And then, you know, so things got crazy. But before that, things wasn't that crazy. It was like, dating, puppy love kind of stuff. But once I hit 18 and have a car, shit breaks loose, man.
Dude, I got a car when I was 16. That's when the fucking shit broke loose. 16, have a car in high school. Boy, you are fucking pimping.
That's the thing. I didn't need to drive when I'm in high school. I have a friend that drives.
What does that even mean?
I
got friends that drive.
Yeah, I got a friend that drive that comes and pick me up every single day to go to school.
Yeah, he did that too until I have a car.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't need that until 18. No, he's going to his college. I go to my college, so I need a car.
Oh, that's why I need my car. Bro, I couldn't wait to get my car when I was high school. Because I want to bring a bitch to a subway by myself. Like, no, I don't need a group, you know?
Nobody has... Okay, I live in a town that's very, like, you know, nobody leaves that place after 8 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, if you're walking the center, Lexington Center, after 8 or 9 p.m., they will please ask you, what are you doing here?
I'm a fucking kid. I'm hanging out late. What the hell?
Yeah, that's too late. Go home.
8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what my area was.
Library is closed. Go home.
My area is the same exact way. I lived in the hood. So if they
That's where I live. And they don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, the bus in the center stops at 6 p.m.
Well, for me, it stopped at midnight. But if you were a youth, you get questioned. If you hop on the bus, the bus driver's like...
No, we have town bus. We have town bus that only circulates around the town. All right? Those they're expensive. They're like 50 cents, a dollar. I think right now it's $2.
Isn't all bus go around town?
No. You know how like you have like number bus that goes to the main station that's out of the town?
Mm-hmm.
But our town bus only go around our town and nothing else.
Mm.
You sound like you live in a rich people place.
We are. Lexington, average house is $1 million or more.
Oh, the average house around when I grew up was 60,000.
Yeah, our house over there average is like $1 million.
Or like more. When we see $100,000 house, like damn, look at the house.
I mean, y'all lucky. Yeah, I had houses. My whole entire city was just apartments.
Okay, wow, so like wow. Nobody leaves. We don't even have fast food in the center. Zero fast food.
All we have is fast food because we're all poor.
We have fast food. We have Dollar Tree. We have Burger.
People have much time that
we, dude. We have so many corner stores. Every corner is a corner store, bro.
Yes, yes, yes.
We only have high end stores.
No.
If you go where I grew up at, every a block is the four corners.
There's a corner store, bro.
And at least one of those blocks.
All day. Like, when you're hungry, you go to corner store. Dude, this A-Rip fucking corner store food, bro. I'm telling you, fucking some crazy-ass rice.
Well, we have corner store, too. But, like, you know, it's like I say, it's very reserved town. And only have reserved stuff, like ice cream shops, like, and sandwich shops,
pizza shops. I had the old Mexican lady with a little cart. I will get like fucking ice, ices.
And I work in a shoe store that only old people go. The average shoe cost is $300.
We had a Payless. We had a.
I think I had like a rainbow.
Yes, I had a rainbow.
Yeah,
had,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I had Dots. I had Marshalls.
I think I have some other like some TJ Maxx knockoff and shit like that. Yeah. I live in the hood, man.
Home good. It was instead of home good, it was home hood.
I remember what's that called? That fucking grocery Tops? You never had Tops, bro. You're not in the hood then.
Yeah, a lot of the places we had were just the bodegas were just named after the owners. It was just named after the owners. It'd be like Angels, corner store, or there would be Christopher's Bodega. Everything was just the name of the person's.
We got like Price Chopper.
And our shoe stores, it was not Nike's, it was Checky's. It was not a Jordan, it was Horton.
I remember, I love
Panther.
I love to wear FUBU, bro. Like when I was.
Oh my God, FUBU.
FUBU?
I think we had FUBU. We had a FUBU. We didn't have, we had no name brand stuff. Everything was.
FUBU was a knockoff of everything, bro. What are you talking about? So it copied like every style.
We had a knockoff of the knockoff. Instead of Champion, we had Warriors.
Yeah, Outtown was just like for us, that's the mob and pop shop. It's the same local people owning the shop and stuff like that.
No.
We don't have anything that's like chain or like, only thing that will have chain is CVS in the town. Every other things are kind of locally owned. Shoe store has been there for like over 100 years. We have a tiny movie theater that plays like movie that's old. It doesn't play new movies.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
We don't have a movie store. Theater.
We have a store that sells like Pokemon cards that has like competitions.
We just got a movie theater, I think about 10 years ago, but it was installed by Shaq because Shaq grew up in the city I grew up in.
Dude, I have a movie theater called Uptown Theater, and I swear to God, that theater is like breaking down. Like that theater was shit.
Well, if you saw our local theater in the center, you won't even walk in. He won't even walk in. I'm surprised anybody going to see movie. Like whenever I hear somebody that oh, I went to the movie theater, I was like, what?
I'm just trying to see. Did we have any chains? I mean, we had McDonald's and Dunkin'.
McDonald's is the next town. Every fast food is the next town for us. In order to get any fast food, we had to cross town.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I used to love Burger King when like hit like 5 o'clock at night, right? They sell a Whopper for a dollar. Boy, we go down there, straight down there at 5 o'clock, get like a whole bunch of Whopper for a dollar, bro.
That's why it's nice to have a car. Like lunchtime, we just drive down to get burgers.
No, that's when we were kids, when we just walking there.
No, it's not walking distance for us. It's definitely not walkable.
My high school didn't have any parking spots for students. No one actually really got a car, so everybody went by bus.
We didn't even have Starbucks in the town. Until 10 years after I left the town.
We didn't even get Starbucks even when I left.
I mean, and the now Starbucks we have was a the Starbucks. Borderline. The Starbucks was borderline. One street over is the next town.
The borderline with Starbucks, we have to go to New Hartford to get it. And that's like literally 10 miles away. That's not going to happen.
And the only alcohol store in town is owned by Busa's. And then that Busa family is pretty big in the town because they own an alcohol store. Yeah, another chain one is Stop and Shop. We have Stop and Shop.
I don't know what that is.
I know what a Stop and Shop is. We have one a city over. We don't have one in our city. Oh, wait, no. We do. That's like deep south into Newark. Super deep south.
All right. Well, so we are a little bit after our town. I mean, no, it's still within the town line. It's the border of it. We used to have Osco.
What's the Osco?
Osco was a... was a drugstore and supermarket.
Well, the drugstore.
I mean, I knew a lot of people who were drugstores.
It's like Star Market, but they sell drugs. Drugstores.
Yeah.
We need to go downtown Varick at like.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pharmaceutical.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I know a lot of pharmacists.
I think they actually called. No, I think Oscar. They actually called it drugstore.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are pharmacists. You know, they're medical pharmacists.
Yeah, like I just need to walk on the street, like, hey.
You look both sides and just like give a little head nod.
Give a nod.
And then you just, you know, you just
walk with them. You walk with them.
You
walk with them.
You show them the little bit of money in your jacket.
Like, what you got? And
they'll slip it in their hand and you give them a handshake and you go like that to.
You walk away.
And then, you know, when you do the handshake, they take the money, you take whatever they give you, and then you just continue walking.
Yeah.
Go your separate way.
Yeah, I'm not admitting to anything. What the fuck?
Osco drug. Literally drug. Osco drug.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of drugstore that use drug.
Yeah.
It's a drug on it.
Mine is the same thing with the bodegas, where they just put whoever the owner is their name and then the whatever it is. So it'll be Angel's, you know, Bodega. It'll be Liz Pharmacy. It would be, or at the street name, it would be Heldom Pharmacy. So we didn't have, yeah. Other than McDonald's and Dunkin', it didn't have any chains.
That's what I'm so, now I'm so we surprised. Have a chain. I'm so surprised. I live in Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas. They have no corner store, dude. I miss them. I miss the corner store. I miss the ghetto-ness. I don't know why.
Come here. I'll take you some corner store.
What? No. I want the A-Rep corner store.
Our town, every block has a crosswalk.
I know. Where I grew up, it was you on your own.
You on your own, boy.
That way, just shows
there ain't no crosswalk.
How stuck up they are. That every block is a crosswalk. Oh, people have to walk. Screw the cars.
You have the, what was it? The remnants of crosswalks, like all like the drag very laces. It's like faded. It's like dotted.
So that's the thing. I live in a town. You guys live in the ghettos. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not saying that I never lived in the ghetto before. When I first came to America, we live in Brooklyn, Massachusetts. That's a ghetto.
Oh.
That's a ghetto.
I thought talking about Brooklyn, New York. I'm like, okay, that's a
no, Brookline, not Brooklyn.
Brookline.
So yeah. that's a ghetto. That's a ghetto. You walk down like a hill and stuff like that. At night, you get robbed. You know that kind of stuff. People will not walk around at night because you get robbed at knife point.
Yeah.
Like one night, my uncle came home. Like you know, he's all like all sad and scruffed up and everything, and he's all like panicking. He's like, "I just got robbed." I was like, "Okay, so what to do?"
The funny thing is, I remember me and my boy. He's Italian, right? So we walking from my girl home, walk my girl home, walk back. And these guys, these black guys, they decided to rob us. But then he's like, I remember what he said to him. He's like, not you. He's like, not the Asian, just the white guy. I was like,
yeah.
What? He's like, yeah, I want to rob the white guy, not you. You can go.
You don't want to rob the Asian because Asian retaliate.
Dude, it was the funniest. I was like, but he's with me though. It was like, yeah, but he's gonna get robbed. I was like, but he got nothing on him. He's like, oh, then you guys could both go. I was like, what the? I was like,
yeah,
what you the don't fuck wanna
rob
that?
The what? You don't want to rob the Asian because Asian will retaliate. White guy usually don't retaliate.
No, but my boy was big though. That's the problem.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, okay, if somebody robbed you, and then you go to your hangout. It's got to be like 20, 30 Asians hanging out. And like, yo, bro, I just got robbed.
Yeah, we're going to come back.
We're all going to say.
We're going to come back? Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to walk right back there and say, who the hell robbed you? Right? But like Asians?
Yeah, but
like, white people, they'll just go home and call the cops, maybe file a report.
No. Well, I did have a reputation around though. Because I literally took that, you know, I have a reputation when I was middle school. If I want something from somebody on the bus, I'm taking it. I'm snatching it. If you don't let me snatch it, I will fuck you up for it. And that reputation spread so fast that it was kind of insane. So, yeah, I don't know.
Has a reputation. Like when I came over here, I have more friends that's black than white. When I first
I grew up with like a whole bunch of black people.
Yeah, our town's full of black people, and then just hang out with the black people.
Yeah,
but like, there's no problem. They never give me shit.
No,
they don't remember my name ever, so they always call me Asian.
No, they always call me Chink.
Yeah, they'll call me Chink. They're like, yo, that Chink.
What, yeah, you're Asian. Yeah, no, they're like,
hey, and I don't understand anything they say, so I don't even know it's derogatory. It's like,
really, saying, what the hell? No, yeah. I knew exactly what they say.
Oh, I don't have no idea what they're saying. Like even when they play football, I don't understand what they're doing.
And then I was like, every time they call, like, what's up, Jing? I was like, what up, fuckface?
I don't even know what they're saying. They're like, just doing something. Like, okay. The only thing that impressed them is when I play video game. At the time, just like, you know, Sega Saturn, PlayStation, stuff like that. I play video game, I can play video game.
Bro, I play football. I got tackled so badly. I chipped my other fucking molar. That's how bad.
I didn't even know how to play football. That's the thing.
What do you mean?
I went to school. I didn't know what football is.
Well, you don't have to. You run and you just catch the ball, well, man.
Imagine you come to a country, you don't know the sport, never heard of the sport, all right? And you can't understand English, so you don't know the rule.
Yeah, it's like if I were to go to like in somewhere in Europe, they'll talk all about like either like rugby or they'll talk about What's that sport with the flag? With that little it's like a
stick, right?
Lacrosse.
Yeah, lacrosse.
I wouldn't know how to.
Yeah, but I think it's like, okay, first of all, it's backyard football. There is no fucking rules.
But okay? if you're an outsider.
It's tag football. I didn't understand it. So somebody passed me the ball. This is the first day, okay? Literally.
You play tag football?
Recess in the hallway. Not the hallway, the outside. So they throw a football at me. I catched it. I don't know what's going on. Somebody come tag me.
Run.
No, I didn't know. I don't know what the rule is. I grabbed the ball. Somebody come tag me. I elbowed him in the back. I don't know. I was like, what? Don't touch me. Boom. And then they tell me to throw. And then they tell me to throw far. They're like, so I throw. I jump and I throw. They're like, you can't jump and throw. I was like, what's the point?
You can. You can jump and throw if you want to.
Apparently at the time that you can. Like,
what the hoop? There was no rules in a football that you can't jump and throw the ball, bro.
Well, everybody has their own custom rules.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like Uno. Everybody has their own custom rules with Uno.
So I was like, I'm damn short compared to you guys. I can't jump and I might as well don't throw.
Yeah, usually when I play football, they all like tower over me. Kids are so fucking big. American kids, boy, I'm telling you, like 6 foot in middle school, bro. What the fuck is wrong with them, bro? Holy shit.
So the only sports I can play, technically, was basketball, volleyball, baseball, and I can run at the time. So I did track. And until I went to a different school, now you have choices. And I choose to not do any of them.
Bro, I try to run track. I quit the first day. I am not a runner, man. I can't run for shit, dude.
I mean, I
run one lap. Mm-hmm. I almost fucking collapse. So, yeah.
Well, we need to run 4 laps to a mile. So every time we had to run at least 4 laps.
Oh, hell no.
I did the most stereotypical thing ever. With my Puerto Rican Cuban background, I played baseball. So no surprising there.
Baseball. At the time, I can play baseball. And then later on, I got older and weaker and stupider and fatter. I just don't want to run at all.
Stop talking about me.
I just don't want to run at all. I don't want to do any sports.
Also, fun fact, when I was a kid, I used to think that white people were a myth and that they only were on TV. Because growing up, I'd never seen a white person until I was like maybe like 12, 13 years old.
Really? Dude, I live in a place that's like a melting pot. There was different all type of Asian, all type of white, all type of black. I live in like Jamaica, African-American, Bosnian, white, Asian, Cambodian, I live with all of them, man. And guess what? I fuck every race.
I think I met my first Asian in high school.
Wow.
I went to a different high school, to a different city. But in my city where I grew up, it was the minority pot.
The all first I had Asian I met in school is not even Asian. His last name's Cooper. He's Asian. As Asians get, like, you look at him, this guy's Asian. His eyes are smaller than me. Okay. His name is G.P. Cooper.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not Asian.
He's definitely not Asian. Why? You heard Asian name Cooper? I never heard Asian name Cooper.
Asian American, yes. The one that, you know, the mom that get married to a white guy and then boom, there you go.
Yeah,
you got
he doesn't
Asian
speak
baby,
a word of Chinese. He doesn't want to speak a word of Chinese, so.
Yeah, for me growing up, it was just nothing but African Americans or I'll say South Americans. Or like Mexicans or Caribbeans. There was no whites, Europeans, nothing. It was just nothing
like,
but
there
Brazilian,
was a lot of
Mexicans. Portuguese, Salvadorians, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, all over, you know, Nigerians. I didn't have one white person. And so a group of, they're like very, how do you call those? They were very trying to be gangster white people. They moved in and they're white. They could do whatever they want and they could sell, you know, medicinal herbs anywhere that they choose to sell. And the city was, the people who ran the actual blocks were like, hey, this is our block that we sell our medicinal herbs. You can't sell here. So they're like,
medicinal herbs.
No, I'm gonna set up my pharmaceutical company here. They're like, no, we have a pharmacy here. You can't sell. We already are the business here. They didn't, you know, heed what, you know, the corporate people wanted them to do in that block. So because of that, they shot up the house next door, which bullets ricochet into my house.
You too. Didn't represent them? Come on, founder of Glass. You didn't go represent and them?
They had the most stereotypical name ever. They were Timmy and JJ.
What the hell?
that was their street name, Timmy and JJ.
Timmy and JJ.
And JJ. The Latin Kings and Bloods came by and they tagged him together for that one night, and they just, with a assault rifle and Uzi, shot up the house. And one hit my window, another one hit my railing. But yeah, they stopped their business that day.
I bet.
they stopped. But then they tried to do it again. But then this time they broke into their house. And I remember on the news, there was a helicopter above my house where they were jumping backyards trying to run away from them. So the other...
It's hard to escape from a helicopter. Yeah.
The corporate people, you know, that ran, you know, their organization on the street, they were hopping the fences too as they were hopping fences. All the cops were on the other side. So it was either those two white people get caught by the corporate people or they get caught by the cops. Ooh. And yeah, they moved out like a month later.
You know, if I were them, I'd rather get caught by the cops.
Yeah. So after that, I think they got arrested. They moved out.
They better.
that was my first interaction with white people.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. Turf war.
Yep.
An Asian girl liked me because I was the only Asian in the class. She told me that. She's like,
right?
She's like, I like you, but because you're the only Asian. I was like,
oh, that sucks. That's like,
the fuck does that mean?
But not really.
Right? Like, right? The fuck would that mean?
That's you're the only guy. Really. You're the only guy my parents will approve of. That was the only reason my parents will approve. So I have no choice, but I like you.
Yeah, but I didn't date Asian until all the way till I was like 21.
Wow, late bloomer. No, well, actually, it's good for you. Actually, you save a lot of money.
I don't know why the Asian wasn't attractive at the younger age.
For me, I've been with my wife since I was 13.
I like Asian woman that's long hair. Short hair, I don't like.
I think all women should be long hair. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. No, okay. There are some cute white girls with shorter hair. Shorter, not short, but shorter hair. So.
No, give me the long hair.
I was attracted to long hair.
More of the grip.
I don't know. I don't think I ever date a girl with short hair, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not trying to go with a ball bitch. I ain't trying to own the bitch like a basketball.
What?
Imagine, like, if you're trying to do shit and, you know, you pull the hair when certain activities. If she has like no hair, you gotta palm the bitch like a basketball.
Yeah, why not?
Just like. Okay, so the cigar, the flat earth. What do you guys think about the flat earth so far?
Oh, now we're doing that way, huh? Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, the bitch head reminds me of a globe.
You know, this is surprisingly bad.
No, it's to me, it's like just an average.
Yeah, like, it keeps on going out on me, though.
Okay, it doesn't shine as a Corojo. It doesn't shine as Honduras.
It tastes like every other Oscar. So.
Right? It kind of just like nothing. Not very special. Not very special. What is the MSRP on this? 10.15. $10.15. I don't know. I'm okay with this. This is just like, I wouldn't buy this again. Yeah, it's really earthy. Hence earther, right? Flat earth.
Yeah, it's very flat.
Oh no, like my the
flavor's flat.
It's kind of bitter too.
I would say I don't see bitter, but yeah.
I mean, I'm having
a draw problem, so yeah. It feels like very hot air.
I thought it's only me. Like, you know, so it seems like I'm always the person with a draw problem.
Well, it's not tight. Okay? Ooh. It's not tight. It gets a motherfucking hole.
Mine is fine. It's just like it's a tight draw for me.
Mine was fine.
It's not a tight draw at all. It's too airy. It's like it's very just. Oh yeah, okay.
Well, it's box press, so it's loose. It's on the field. I hated the band though.
The band is stupid. It's fucking cardboard.
You can technically smoke it.
It's fucking cardboard. What are you smoking? Cardboard?
Oh, you want to just see smoking cardboard? Did you see the video I sent you?
Yeah, it feels like cheap leather band.
Leather?
Cheap leather.
Yeah. It's closer to a cork than leather. It's more closer to cork. Bro, when he said leather, he's talking about like when you making the shoes, you got a leather shoe, you got to shave that inside before you glue it. That looseness, that shave. Bro,
like if you ever want to
paint I have some cheap leather, bro. That ain't, no.
I'm talking about like leather from the hood. Like went to a Payless type of shit.
Payless is not even leather, it's pleather.
Exactly. It was like, I don't know, Fox, whatever, F-A-U-X.
Faux.
See, I'm from the hood. I'm illiterate.
It's pronounced faux.
I don't have any faux. I have a lot of faux in the street.
It's pronounced faux.
Oh, I have faux in the street.
Damn. Yeah, I was hoping that. At least this is made by a brand. It'll probably taste okay. But, oh, man.
I have not smoked an Oscar that I like, so I don't know what you say. What do you have hope for?
No, okay. So when I first started cigar, Oscar is not bad.
Okay.
When I first started, Leaf by Oscar is not bad.
I never liked it in the beginning, so.
Sorry.
It's not that. It's just, I never liked the gimmick stuff either. Like the Leaf by Oscar, like what the fuck? Give me a cello,
It wasn't bad. But this right now, at this point, this is pretty bad.
This cigar is basically what it is. It's smaller. Oh.
I don't know. It doesn't interest me all that much, this one.
I managed to get the band off. Yeah, it doesn't feel like a cork.
Right? It feels more like a cork than anything.
Like a $15 wine cork.
So did you hear about South Korea?
Mm-hmm. Martial law against the people who were North Korean supporters? Or what was it? What's the
word? What I heard was that his party is anti-North Korea and the other party is about to win is pro-North Korea. Which I don't think there's anything that's pro-North Korea. North Korea does say that they don't want to unite, they don't want to care, right? So there's nothing to pro about. So he's like, I want to show you guys how it is to have people that are from North Korea. So he decided to play martial law in the midterm just to force the other side, all the people in parliament, to wake up middle of the night and vote to undo the martial law.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I don't see anything wrong with that. I wouldn't have a problem if the U.S. decides to like impose martial law. Because the U.S., you see military all the time. It don't bother you. They don't bother you. So what? Okay, they decide to drive a tank in the road. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to have a problem with that.
Nah. No, I think I will.
You will have a problem with that when you drive in the street and there's a tank driving right next to you?
Yes, I would have a problem.
I wouldn't.
I mean, there's a lot of blind spots.
Like, turn left. Are we fucking going to war? Or what's going on? We have war in the land?
South Korea has declared hostile towards North Korea.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if we go to war, I don't mind. We get ready for war.
You wouldn't declare martial law unless you're in a time of war.
Yeah, but like, you know, I thought you were saying like if martial law is implied to citizen.
No. More, when you declare martial law, it just means that there's got to be either curfews or something like that, or you got to see military on the street.
Well,
right?
Like I said,
we see military on the street all the time, like doing like, you know, disaster relief, protests, all that stuff. We see
that's different, bro. That's different. Like if I see a fucking tank rolling right now, and fucking nothing happening, yes, I do have a problem with it.
I'll be like, can I drive it?
Yeah, okay. You fucking get closer, you go to jail for no fucking reason.
You won't get you. No, you won't. You will not get sent to jail for standing right there.
No, no, I will have a problem.
A martial law like thing was enforced. I remember in the 30s or 40s in my the city I grew up in, because there were riots about, I forget what it was. It was like a lot of gang was like very
yeah, that's different, right? Like I say, like if normally if I see just shit about to get for no reason,
but they are there to protect you. They're not there to get you.
I don't give a damn.
They're there to protect.
There's nothing to protect. There's nothing going wrong.
Well, with everything you have, when you have a lot of North Korean it was sympathizers. That was the word. You have a lot of North Korean sympathizers in your parliament. That if you see how North Korea, you know, acts and how they portray their government, it's kind of fucked up with, you know, how their citizens, you know, live their day-to-day life. So if people are trying to spread that type of ideology into, you know, South Korea, obviously people are like, no, we don't want that type of control over our people. You're trying to have a little bit of freedom and
you're mistaking dictatorship versus martial law.
It's a fucking one step.
Like, you know, all the ghetto, like, oh, we love martial law. Put more police on the street. Put more military on the street. There won't be anybody getting robbed.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
If you got people walking around with machine guns and AKs and, you know.
Yeah, because that's all right.
You know, if they walk around with PP919, I'll be like, oh yeah, this street is safe.
No. I better get one too, then shit.
Zombies are coming.
Fuck. If you got one, I want one.
If you live in the hood, like you go to Camden, New Jersey with tanks, watch a crackhead steal it. I want to see a crackhead in a tank. I think that'd be like the ultimate shit.
Like you walk around, there's a like the F-16, F-35 drive by. You're like, oh, that looks nice. Fucking, I mean, I live right next, okay, our town. It's right next to Hanscom Air Base.
Oh, I understand. You, like, all the time. If you have a town that's like military base, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
They have to move shit around. I know.
And this normal. Is why I don't mind, because I see all the time.
Yeah, that's different because you live in a town that, if I, like I say, just.
I feel weak and safe over there. I feel weak and safe in that town. Weak and safe. Like when 9/11 happened, people was like, oh my God, they're going to attack you. But like, are you kidding me? We're right next to Hanscom. You see the fighter jets? We're fine.
Yeah, I remember seeing a lot of military vehicles around my area. And when 9/11 happened, because, yeah, Jersey or like,
yeah, like,
New York.
I seen that.
Well, you guys were right next to where, you know, we can probably see the Twin Tower if you try hard enough.
Yeah, where I used to live at, if you just go down the hill, the New York skyline is right there.
So yeah. You guys
were that's a huge assumption. 9/11, boy, get the military out. I don't give a fuck. Yes.
But what I'm saying is that if that does happen, it wouldn't bother me.
No, it would bother the shit out of me. I would fucking definitely do a complaint.
That's what they need right now in California.
I wouldn't mind it.
California just passed some weird shit.
That's why
I don't know.
They need it. They need martial law right now in every single CVS, Walgreens,
Target, Walmart.
Yeah, every shop.
Bro.
Put a tank right there.
The Walmart I used to work at has security locks on Red Bull cans. I ain't with a pack. A single Red Bull can have a security tag on top of it so people won't steal the Red Bulls.
Is that even worth it? Because security can cost way more than a can of.
Everything has been that store, before I left, when I first started working there, their yearly stolen to damaged goods, their revenue, I guess like the lost revenue, was around like $200,000-$300,000. By the time I left, it was at between 2.7 to 3.1 million for stolen / damaged goods. So a lot of things were being stolen. So they had to crack down super hard on a lot of things. So all of the health good areas, like shampoos, deodorants, everything in pharmacies, everything from the health and beauty section, behind glasses. Wow. Cosmetics, everything is behind glasses. And they actually installed a register in the cosmetics section. So if you go into cosmetics, there's only one entrance and one exit. Before you leave, if you took any item there, you got to pay for it right then and there.
Wow.
So yeah, that's put martial law on that Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could even look up the story. It was two major stories that happened in the Walmart I worked at. This is after I got fired. One guy came into the store for some reason with a machete and started attacking people. And then another guy came with a rifle, and there's a Wawa across the way. There were snipers on top of the Wawa just pointing at the Walmart, waiting for the guy to exit out.
You know, Kelly have like a big military base all over the place?
Yeah, this is the border.
Yeah.
You should. But that's why. Martial law, let's go right there. People are gonna Tony, why are you thinking? I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're wild, Tony.
Like I say, I live right next to a military base. Like I drove by
that's,
every day.
That's different when you live next to a military base than fucking martial art just fucking running the street, bro.
Oh no. It doesn't always happen. But like because I drive by the military base all the time. I see all kind of different military stuff. So
yeah, that's I mean you see it. They do their own thing, it's fine. Until they're patrolling the fucking street.
And here's the thing, right? So I'll go play paintball and I have those like camo on me, right? And when I come back, they don't care what you are, just in case, they will say, welcome back. People are like, welcome back. Okay, I'm not serving. It's paintball.
Okay. That guy don't know what the hell he's saying.
Why they're like,
yeah, okay. That guy probably like fucking noob.
No. The guys are just, people out there are nice. They're just living a peaceful retired life. You know, all we have is school and old people. So young people leave the town. There's nothing here.
I would say about a good 80-90% of my neighbors in my area now are either retired veterans or cops or fire marshals. They're all from the first responder or military branches. So every single time I walk around at night. Or daytime, whatever, you see people just come by just doing a salute to each other, or you see the signs in their windows or other types of flags on their balconies and porches. So I feel very protected in my area.
I don't know. I never live in a place like that, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, you live in the middle of nowhere, so.
I like it.
I like to feel safe. I like to feel safe. I like to live right next to retirees and you know, military vets and stuff like that.
No.
Well, they're quiet and they don't give a shit about anything. And they don't give you shit either.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually have a big truck.
Yeah. I see a lot of F-150s. I see a lot of 250s. A lot of Chevy trucks.
I love it. You know, like those people... Sometimes, like, you know, when we have a snowstorm, they'll just plow their snow. They'll plow their snow and they see you haven't done yours, they do yours too. They're like, I would
have a problem with that. I don't know why. I was like, don't touch my shit.
What do you mean? They just plow your street for you.
Yeah, don't touch my, that's mine.
Well, they didn't get your property. They just got outside so you can actually plow out.
Don't help me. I'm trying not to go to work.
Have you ever get plowed in before? Have you ever got plowed in before by those big plows? Yeah, they help you move the big ones.
Nah. Don't touch it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's mine.
I would not be your neighbor.
It's not yours. It's public. Okay? It's public. They just
It's my driveway. Get the fuck away
from me. No. Outside your driveway. You got to plow in.
Yeah, but it's my driveway that I have to fucking shovel out, right?
No, you don't have to.
It's my driveway.
You're leaving. All right. you got to be lonely for a long time.
Okay? Oh, yeah. I know that.
Just go buy cats. Go buy your cats.
No, I'm not a cat man. I like to make them purr, though.
Okay, Shane Dawson.
Well, anyway, I'm done with the cigar. What about you guys?
I still have a little ways to go, but it's
I think I'm good.
I could be good.
Okay. Treasure, try again. Trash.
By the way, we're talking about it, bro. I think everybody know. We didn't even pay attention to the cigar at all.
I did, but every single puff is just so earthy, so like mineral and like
so alkaline. So an Oscar. You just described the Oscar.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
But every Oscar that exists.
Okay.
All right. Where's Will All Smith right. when you need him?
That's hot. That's hot.
Oh, God. All right. So, man, what we got to do? So we're at episode, what, 16?
Mm-hmm.
We have like 4 more episodes left. What we gotta do about this? This is troubling.
Well, this series just proves that if it's unheard of, then there's a reason why it's unheard of.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's a problem, right? When it's unheard of, there's a reason why it's unheard of. I'm not really trying to bash any other brand.
The funny thing is, like, I don't know how they even who's buying these cigars. That's my question.
Beginners. And plus, come on, like with this name, this got to be a gag smoke.
Yeah, just flat think earth, about it. Gag smoke. Every industry has their beginner stuff. Like, for example, when you're a rebellious teenager, you go for like New Amsterdam. You go for like vodkas, like certain drinks that are like, man, they're not good.
Hey, I still drink vodka and Sprite.
Well, that's why Eric still drink Absolut. I drink Grey Goose.
No, that's what
the fuck is Absolut? I don't know. I know Grey Goose, but I don't know what Absolut is.
Absolut is pretty all right.
Absolut is the cheaper people's vodka.
I don't know that one.
They're all right. Like New Amsterdam, you have like Ciroc.
Like those, Ciroc is good.
They're flavored, but they're just
you know. No. There's one that's no flavor, bro.
I haven't had that one yet.
Damn. But. You need to get some. It's pretty. It's not bad.
So Eric drinks Grey Goose. How about Kettle One?
I don't know what Kettle One is. If the black people don't know vodka, I don't know that vodka. So if Lil Wayne not talking about it, I ain't drinking it.
Kettle One? He probably does drink it. I don't know. Grey Goose is pretty still pretty cheap compared.
Mm-hmm. It's just very cheap. Mm-hmm. Very cheap. Grey Goose is very cheap.
But vodka should be cheap anyways. Made out of potatoes.
There's some high-end vodka.
Yeah, but I want to say overall it should be cheap because it's made up potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like beer.
Beer? No, beer actually, craft beer takes quite a bit of effort, you know, with the hops.
Yeah, but it's cheap. It's made of hops. Relax. It's just beer.
Just a flower.
You're like, oh, come on. Shit.
It's a process, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So unfortunately, this one is another flop.
The taste was a little flat,
boy. the hope for Treasure is not gonna it's been dwindling since week 2. So, but I'm proud of you guys for having a retry on things. So.
Next season, we're gonna smoke the thing that's most famous, like overhyped. Let's smoke things that's overhyped.
I think we have a better shot with that one. Tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Overhyped. So next season,
let's smoke overhyped.
Yeah. Let's do that. That's better.
What be something that's really overhyped that you want to smoke?
I don't know. We don't know the next year.
I mean, that's something. Maybe we could do like a poll with like some Legion people who smoke certain cigars all the time.
Or maybe then we're gonna smoke a lot of fucking general shit. But No, we just have to look around YouTube reviewers.
Overhyped cigars.
Yeah.
Hype cigars.
That's including ourselves.
I don't know. Do we have cigars that's overhyped for us? What is the cigar that's overhyped that you like?
That we like? I'd say the Fonseca MX. I don't think a lot of people get into that one.
But that's not overhyped because it's not a lot of people get into that.
Well, for us. It's underhyped. Well, for us, it's overhyped.
I mean, with the pledge. Right?
And so, you're saying for us.
Pledge way down before. Pledge yeah. way
I'm just talking about that's something that's like overhyped. You know, people talk about the pledge a lot.
Yeah.
Is it one cigar of the year? Maybe we could probably look into like cigar aficionados, like their top threes and like pick.
The problem is that if you look at the old top three, a lot of them, they're gone. You can't find them anymore.
What?
Yeah, unless it's Oliva. Okay, you can find
Like I say, I think we could do aficionado list without take the Cubans away. Because they're going to have a Cuban in there. So.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a couple of Cubans in there. All right. We can try that. Anyways, that will be it for this particular episode.
Yeah.
Unless Eric has something else.
I'm just saying, like, talk about overhype is aficionado list. So, yeah.
Yeah. Overhype. Okay. Yeah. So, we'll go with that. That will be it for this particular episode. We'll see you guys in the next one. All right. Next week, smoke something better. That will be it. Bye, guys.
I have no hope.
I'm dead inside.
You've been listening to the In the Shadows podcast. There's nothing like a fine cigar, and that's our passion. And on the show, we'll talk about everything and anything cigars. And you know what happens when you get a bunch of guys together smoking cigars. The conversations go on and on. And that is what this show is all about. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. Remember, everything you need is on YouTube at Soy Sauce Assassin. The live show is every Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And get cigar reviews. Wishing you long ashes. We'll see you next time on In the Shadows Podcast.